SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
It would be a lost opportunity kung walang live stream, kung walang TV coverage yung games ng Pilipinas, because the Filipino people would be missing this historic event wherein the Philippine women's national football team will be participating in what is undeniably the biggest sports spectacle in the whole world, which is the World Cup.
Football ang pinakapopular na sport sa buong mundo. Ayon sa World Atlas, may higit sa 3.5 billion fans ang sports na ito. Kaya naman, sa paparating na FIFA Women's World Cup, umabot na ng higit 1.1 million tickets ang nabenta. Ayon sa head ng FIFA Women's World Cup na si Rhiannon Martin, hindi basta-basta ang kompetisyon ngayong taon.
Across all of the groups actually, we've got some very, very talented teams. So I think, each of the groups are going to have some difficult matches, but I think, we're going to see some great football.
Ito na ang tinuturing na most attended women's sporting event sa kasaysayan. Sa unang pagkakataon rin, kabilang sa laban na ito ang Pilipinas. Sa pahayag ni Jack Bernabe, co-admin ng Advante Pilipinas, grupo na sumusuporta sa Team Pilipinas, nangangamba silang hindi mapanood ang makasaysayang laban na ito.
Because this is the first time that the Philippines will be joining the World Cup ever, men's or women's. At least sana there would have been a media that has supported the Filipinas to bid for the viewing rights of it. Hindi yung tipong pagmalapit na like what happened to AFF last year. When it started, there were very few media people, but when we reached the finals, biglang ang daming media sa buong arena. So hopefully it's not like that. I mean, if we support the group, we support them all the way.
Ayon naman kay Volibs Volibar, co-admin rin ng Abante Pilipinas na nakabase sa Amerika, malaking tulong kung sakaling maipapalabas ang laban ng Pilipinas sa bansa para mas mapalapit ang mga Pinoy sa larong football.
It will also help if they show the games because it will inspire young kids, young girls, young boys to play football, because I think one of the problems is they didn't have role models, they didn't have heroes, but to be able to broadcast this game, it will give these little kids heroes for them to emulate, for them to be encouraged to learn this sport. So hopefully, knock on wood, somebody steps up and will be able to show this game sa TV or via live stream.
Sa inilabas na pag-aaral ng thesporting.blog, 62% ng mga Pinoy ang nanood ng 2022 FIFA World Cup. 71% sa mga ito ay nanood via television and online streaming services. Isang indikasyon na unti-unti nang nakikilala ang larong football sa Pilipinas.
Football is not a mainstream sport in our country. So this is massive. Hopefully, the PFF, the Philippine Football Federation, will take advantage of this accomplishment to make football a mainstream sport in our country. That's the dream.
Ngayong papalapit na ang laban, nananawagan ang mga supporters sa mga local media sa Pilipinas na bigyang pansin ang national team ng bansa. Sa ngayon kasi, walang local broadcaster ay nakapag-bid para maipalabas ang laban at mapanood ng mas maraming Filipino. Sa ulat ng Inquirer, ang Top Go na nagpapalabas ng mga sports at entertainment channels sa cable at live streaming services online ay nag-back out na. Hanggang ngayon ay wala pa rin nakikipag-ugnayan sa FIFA para makakuha ng permiso na ipalabas ang Women's World Cup.
We need the local networks, we need the local newspapers to feature the players. Each player and then the story about the team to introduce them to the Filipino people. And social media will help, television will help, printed will help. So I think it's, the onus right now is on the local media to introduce the Filipinas to the Filipino nation.
Kung dumating ang oras ng laban at wala pa rin makakuha ng rights mula sa FIFA, mauuwi na lang sa streaming ang mga Pinoy na gustong mapanood ang Team Filipinas.
Hopefully that level of awareness from the media would still be the same or better for this World Cup. So, yun nga, we need them to do something days before that kasi walang sense kung bigla lang sila magpo-promote na, hey, we're playing tomorrow. Parang, alam mo yun, parang, ah, okay. So, if you're not a football fan, parang, ah, okay, game may Filipinas sa World Cup, ganun. But if they start hyping everyone days before that, then we'll be able to get more supporters for our girls.
Dito sa Australia, nakuha ng Seven Network ang Australian free-to-air rights para sa 15 laban ng Matildas. Habang ang Australian broadcasting rights para sa 64-game tournament ay nakasub-license sa Optus. Dismayado man ang maraming Pinoy fans, ayon kay Jack, pag-asa ng pagbabago ang ibinigay sa kanila ng paglahok ng Team Filipinas sa pinakamalaking stage ng football sa buong mundo. Kaya naman, wala raw makapipigil sa kanilang pagsuporta sa koponan ng Pilipinas at patuloy nilang ipakikilala ang football at Team Filipinas kahit sa pamamagitan ng social media.
We support you all the way from Abante, Filipinas. So again, this is a group dedicated to you guys. So whatever it is that happens in the World Cup, we'll be there for you 100%. We believe that you'll be doing your best and we'll be praying for you guys. So, Laban Filipinas.
To the girls and to the coaching staff, do your best. The whole country is behind you. Laban Filipinas.
Ako si Emil Valerio Palon para sa SBS Filipino.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.